All right, as I said at the top, there are two films opening this weekend, The Best Man Holiday and The Book Thief, and we will lead off with The Book Thief. And, of course, this film tells the story of a young girl named Liesl Memminger, played by Sophie Nelisse. After she finds her first book beside her brother's gravesite, she is sent to her foster parents, Han and Rosa, played by Jeffrey Rush and Emily Watson. While in the comfort of her newfound parents, World War II breaks out, and Rosa and Hans shelter a Jewish refugee named Max, played by Ben Schertzer. And before we get started with our review, let us listen to a clip from the film The Book Thief.
Who is that? Who is it?
Rudi Steiner, Frau Hubermann.
What do you want?
My mother says you've got a daughter now.
What's it to you?
I'm here to take her to school.
Oh, I can't make that in their own business.
Hello, Rudi.
Hello.
And what makes you think that you are good enough for my daughter?
I'm almost 12.
Liesl, eat your soup and go and get dressed. Hurry up,
Lisa. All right. I had an opportunity to see this film about a week ago. And, you know, going in, I had no knowledge on what the story was about. I just knew that it had something to do with World War II and the Nazis and et cetera. And the story, of course, starts off innocently enough that as we see Liesl and her brother being transported by train to her foster parents' home, only to discover that halfway through that her brother dies, and as I said at the top, she finds a book that one of the gravediggers leaves behind, and it spurs her on. She doesn't know what the book is about. She doesn't know really how to read, but it kind of sparks in her something that belongs to her. Once transported to her foster parents' home, she is immersed in this small German community, and as the rise of the Third Reich and the Fatherland is up in a tizzy right now, harassing Jews and going through the process, which would be known as the Holocaust. The film, of course, plays out like a fairy tale, because which I think makes a lot of sense, because the film is seen, or we're seeing the actions through the eyes of a 12-year-old girl. And as everybody else is being indoctrinated around her, the young boy that we heard in the clip, Rudi, is kind of her tour guide, who's kind of liberal. He's not as conservative as everyone else that they go to school with. There's a wonderful scene in the film that talks about at one point how Jesse Owens had in the Olympics in Berlin had won the four gold medals, and Rudi is out pretending one day to be Jesse Owens by smearing mud on him to make his skin darker. And, of course, once the community and his father get wind of it, you know, they're like, you know, hey, this is really not cool. And as a kid, you don't really understand prejudice. You don't really understand racism or anti-Semitic behavior. And I think that the film is successful in kind of letting you see such horrific events through such young, unaffected eyes. Now, the other kicker to this film, which I think really separates it and drives the point home for me, is that the film is narrated by a character unseen, but is Death. And Death talks about how everybody's so eager to fight, and necessarily in their eagerness to kind of fight for their homeland, they're eager to get to him much quicker. And I think Death, who is not pervasive all throughout the film, the character, and I forget his name, who voices Death, has this voice that I think has compassion in it, but it also is cautionary. To really tell you what goes on behind that would kind of spoil it for you, but this movie, for me, I think works on multiple levels. You know, my friend on the other line who's going to chime in momentarily always teases me about syrupy, real sympathetic movies. That's inside the Tim Gordon wheelhouse. I mean, as long as you don't try to do what Steven Spielberg does in movies where you try to manipulate me like War Horse or some of these other films. I never felt that The Book Thief does that. I think that what The Book Thief shows, as I said earlier, is that these are very horrific times that are viewed from a very optimistic, hopeful kind of prism through the eyes of Liesel. I didn't just like this film. I love this film. And as I'm working through right now of putting my top 10 list of movies together, this movie is on the short list to make my top 10. I thought every note about this film works. The performances of Jeffrey Rush and Emily Watson are spot on. The young actors, I think, are effective nonetheless. The cinematography, the storytelling, everything works here. The Book Thief, easily the best movie of this weekend. I gave this movie an A. And as you heard me say earlier, I'm considering this to be a top 10 film. I was really, really impressed by this film.